Each week we look at money-saving tips, and I think with the way interest rates are going and inflation, I think this week we might be in need of some of these, particularly those of you who are on the road. We've got Joel Gibson joining us now, as he does every Wednesday. Joel, good evening to you.
Good evening, John.
You've listed a whole range of things, and we've talked a fair bit about this, so we keep coming back to it, the idea of using apps and shopping around, but petrol prices, anything you can do to reduce your use of petrol and to reduce the cost of it is going to work. So what are your tips today?
Yeah, that's right. Look, I think the single most important tip, as you say, is I think to use those petrol price apps to try and fill up at the bottom of the cycle and at the cheapest petrol station. But what I've actually done this week is I've had a look at all the petrol discounts in the market, done a bit of a roundup of those and a stock take. And I've also found a few opportunities where you can stack multiple discounts,
right,
to sometimes get up to sort of 10 or 14 or even 22 cents a litre by combining multiple discounts. So that's that was the focus this week.
All right, so these have been around for a long time. We have the shopper dockets, but it's spread. There's a whole range of things now. So let's try and follow what they are, because some people might have them, and I guess some people might have access to some of these things and don't even realise it.
That's right, and I think that's probably highly likely. So the trick these days, obviously the ACCC years ago forced the supermarkets to cut back their shopper docket discounts because they thought they were using their market power unfairly in the supermarkets, use their supermarket market power unfairly in the petrol station space. So now they're limited to 4 cents a litre on the shopper docket, but you can combine that with some other discounts. So for example, you can get discounted gift cards and then use those to pay for your petrol at a service station that accepts the 4 cents a litre shopper docket. Now, the outstanding examples are Woolworths Wish gift cards. Some Wish gift cards from Woolworths you can use at their petrol stations. You can sometimes get discounts of up to 5% off those gift cards. And so when you combine that with the shopper docket, you can effectively get up to around 14 cents a litre off if you combine the two. And then the other more recent example that's come about is Ampol is now doing petrol gift cards. They're doing e-gift cards and also physical gift cards for Ampol. And again, you can get them discounted, for example, via the cashback website Shopback at the moment, offering 3% cashback on Ampol cash e-gift cards. Combine that with the 4 cents a litre shopper docket and you can get a combined saving for that one of around 10 cents a litre when petrol's quite expensive. Now, the other one that's in the market at the moment, and this is just a temporary thing, but Shell Coles Express has increased their in-store offer to 14 cents a litre. Now, you have to spend 20 bucks in store to unlock that, but then you can stack it also with supermarket dockets and other partner offers like Linked Toll Roads, for example, if you're a Linked Toll Roads member, and you can get up to 22 cents a litre by stacking three different offers in that example, and that one goes, I think, until the 25th of May. So there, you know, if you're buying a lot of petrol, commuting a lot, or let's say you're a grey nomad travelling around the country, that sort of stuff can be really useful too.
Okay, so just to explain, with the Shell's Cold Express, so there's one near my house, so I wouldn't need to do anything. I just go in there and I can get, if I spend more than 20 bucks, I get 14 cents a litre off, or what do I have to do
that's
that?
That's right. That's right. So this, for example, you know, I get my firewood for the fire pit at the local servo. I swap the gas bottle from time to time. They're all, you know, slightly bigger purchases. The SodaStream bottles, and those are the ones.
So
that
20 bucks of things in the store, not on petrol.
In store,
so extra
in store,
spending.
Yeah. Okay. 20 bucks in store. So don't go in and buy, you know, 20 Mars bars. But if there's something that you do need that you buy at the servo, that's a slightly larger purchase. That's a good opportunity to get that off for 14 cents a litre. And then you get 4 cents a litre if you use the supermarket shopper docket. And you can also get another 4 cents a litre if you are a Linked Toll Roads customer, for example, or you have the AFL Live app is another example. And I think carsales.com.au also, members of Car Sales also get that extra 4 cents a litre.
Yeah, so I suppose what you do is you go and look inside the Coles Express shop and see what's around. Yeah, I can get 20 bucks. Oh, they sell toilet paper in there. So there's probably half of your 20 bucks gone there. And I think it's the same sort of price you get it at Coles. And these days you can actually buy the stuff. So there you go. That might be the way to go. And then there's also these reward clubs and reward programs and reward clubs. Is that right? That's one of those.
There's a range of different club, what I call club discounts on petrol. And some people will know about these already. The motoring clubs have long had deals with major petrol chains, and they tend to pick one particular chain and do a deal with them. So, you know, in New South Wales, NRMA has a deal with Ampol and Caltex, formerly known as Caltex, gradually rebranding as Ampol, and they get 3 to 5 cents a litre for members with those stations. And then in Queensland, RACQ has a deal with Puma Energy stations of 4 cents a litre. So if you're a member of one of those motoring clubs, you will have a discount you can access there. And then there's a few others around too that are worth knowing about. United Petroleum is one of the cheapest chains, according to an ACCC analysis last year. They have a 4 cents a litre discount on offer on their website. And this is a little loophole, John. It actually was designed for members of the Suncorp and Apia insurance reward programs. But you can jump on there, as I did last week, if you're not actually part of those loyalty programs, and you can download the digital fuel discount card to your phone, and then you can get 4 cents a litre at United Petroleum as well. So that's a good one to know. New South Wales, at the moment, there's a new fuel discount club called Ruckus Energy. We've mentioned it before. That's another one where for a fee, $5 a month, you can get prices that are around 20 cents a litre cheaper at their participating fuel stations. And then the final one, which a lot of people out there will already be a member of, and they'll be onto this, I hope, but Costco has some of the cheapest fuel in Australia. You've got to be a member. Costco costs about $60 to $70 a year, depending on which sort of membership you get. But if you do have a membership, make sure you take advantage of their very cheap fuel, because it is some of the cheapest fuel around.
All right, very interesting. So there, again, if you're prepared to do the work and look around and dig, do a bit of digging and do a bit of combining, you can make substantial savings. And as we've said plenty of times, those savings, then you marry them in with all the others that we talk about on a regular basis and that you write about, you can save a substantial amount of money. So this is all, you've done this in the Nine Papers, people can find it. You would have posted it on Twitter at Joel Gibson, and your books Kill Bills as well. So all of that, people can take it away and save a bit of money, hopefully.
Thanks, John.
Good on you, mate. Thank you for that.
Have a great week.